The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Coffee spread from Africa to Arabia by the year 1000, becoming a vital part of community life in Mecca by the 1500s. And coffee had much the same effect in Europe when it was introduced there in the 1600s. Cafes were the center of social life, where people with similar interests could gather and talk. The British insurance company, Lloyd's of London, began as a cafe popular with sailors who often discussed insurance matters. Arabia controlled the lucrative coffee industry for several centuries, exporting only roasted, infertile beans to their new trading partners in Europe and Asia. Caffeine junkies the world over were hooked, but couldn't grow their own crops or buy beans at reasonable prices. It took an intrepid Mecca pilgrim to break the Arab monopoly, according to legend, by smuggling some intact beans back to his native India, initiating an agricultural explosion. The Dutch also managed to get one plant back to Amsterdam and began cultivating coffee in their Southeast Asian colonies in the 17th century. And Europe now had a new direct source for its daily coffee fix.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.